In these last few weeks, we've re-entered the ordinary. I love this season, the season after Epiphany, not because it's a small season of ordinary time in our church's calendar, but because it's an ordinary that isn't ordinary. It's the ordinal time, the numbered season where we count the weeks from Epiphany to Lent, where we travel with Jesus towards his death and then his glorious resurrection at Easter. And we've visibly shown it through changing our church's colors to a life-giving green. But that green might be best thought of as a translucent green mixed with white, ordinary time mixed with holy days. And I think that's a good summary of what this season is about. Watching for the holy, for Jesus made manifest in the midst of our daily life. But what is ordinary? Some of my psychologist friends would suggest that ordinary normal is really just a cycle on the washing machine. And that's very likely true. Ordinary is only ordinary in a context. My ordinary is certainly different from yours, which is certainly different from the ordinary of the four men named in today's gospel reading. For Simon, Andrew, James, and John, an ordinary day includes fishing, for they are fishermen. They live along the Sea of Galilee, a large freshwater lake, about 7 miles across and 13 miles long, large enough that it really can feel like a sea. The shoreline of the Sea of Galilee is dotted with villages that exist mainly because of the fishing industry. This fishing industry is one of the primary sources of income in the area, and it's largely operated through family-run cooperatives that have somehow been able to obtain a fishing license from the authorities, from the overseeing Roman Empire, who's decided that they can make more money if they take every last fish caught by these fisher folk and salt and dry them, or turn them into fish sauce and export it all for a huge profit to drive the wheel of an ever-expanding empire and provide immense wealth for those at the top. For these poor, colonized fishing families, having a fish left over to eat for dinner is a rarity, and their once staple is now gone to feed the belly of an empire. It sounds a lot like their ordinary is a struggle against institution, against an oppressive system, a disheartening experience, one day at a time, struggling to make a go of it. And probably also afraid to dream that there might be something better, something different. Which is both like and unlike our ordinary, I suspect. It's like our ordinary because I'm sure that every single one of us has felt disheartened or alone, or like things are a constant struggle at some point or another. We've wondered where God is or why the things that are happening are happening. And are some of us struggling against different institutions that seek to oppress us? Absolutely. Though at the same time, most of us have at least some degree of privilege that makes it hard for us to fully locate ourselves in the sandals of the colonized fishermen in today's gospel reading. And while we often find ourselves caught up in the story from their perspective, as those who are struggling or disheartened and longing for God to call us into something else, and rightly so, we would also do well to remind ourselves that those of us here who are white, educated North Americans might more readily align with the Roman citizens than with the Jewish fishermen in today's story. But that's the neat thing about the Gospels. Today, we have the story of a call of four Jewish fishermen. Later on, we'll read the call of a man who's known to us as a tax collector, a man who is overtly complicit with the colonizers oppressing these fishermen. And yet, he will coexist and be a valued part of Jesus' followers in the same way that Simon, Andrew, James, and John are. Because it doesn't matter what your ordinary is. Jesus is there. Not only is Jesus there, but Jesus breaks into and transforms ordinary. I think that's one of the reasons why we have this season of Epiphany. Yes, I know we somehow need to fill that space between Christmas and Lent, but we go from that magnificent celebration of Christmas where we rejoice at God entering into creation, become incarnate and dwelling amongst us. And then we get this season of Epiphany, where we're reminded that God also comes to us in little ways, in more subtle ways, in ways that don't always get heralded by angels or celebrated by distant kings bearing gifts. This season of ordinary time where God breaks in and makes the ordinary holy. For Simon, Andrew, James, and John, Jesus breaks into their ordinary day fishing and offers a different way, a way that subverts the political structures and offers them a new way of being, a way that creates instability in the empire by declaring that the oppressive status quo is not okay, while simultaneously creating some stability in their lives, someone or something to hold on to. No, it's not without risk. But they go with Jesus anyway. And we heard much the same thing in our reading from the Hebrew scriptures this morning, in the story of Jonah. In the brief section of the story that we heard, Jonah finally answers God's call to go to Nineveh and bring God's message. And I love that the passage we heard this morning opens with us hearing that Jonah hears from God a couple of times before he responds. Because I believe it's important to hear that it's okay to struggle with following God. Both Jonah and the four fisher folk have something in common. They all have to give up something to answer the call, and they have to get prepared to experience the unexpected, the small epiphanies or inbreakings of the power of God into their lives. Jonah has to leave behind his prejudice. Alistair talked last week when talking about an us and them mentality in the calling of Nathaniel. And here Jonah is also being called to understand that all are God's children. None is left out because of where they're from or because we think we might be better than they are. Jonah has to leave behind his prejudice. And in doing so, is surprised to find that God is actually already there at work in Nineveh. Simon, Andrew, James, and John are called to leave behind the secure insecurity of their livelihoods to follow Jesus. Ultimately, they're leaving the things they're doing that prop up the empire to follow Jesus into unknown territory. And holding these two stories together, I think we can say that there are times where we'll see it immediately, like Simon, Andrew, James, and John, even if we don't understand it immediately. And there are times where we'll need to see it a few times, like Jonah. That both are okay. Both will involve these moments of God breaking into our lives in unexpected ways, bringing holy moments into the ordinary. But all the time, seen or unseen, God is here. God is at work. And God is proclaiming that the kingdom is among us. My prayer for each of us this week is that we may catch glimpses of that kingdom of God, catch sight of God breaking into our lives in unexpected ways, showing holiness in the ordinary. Amen.